The 12th Annual Wisconsin Film Festival is coming up Wednesday, April 14th. It runs through Sunday, April 18th. It's presented by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Art Institute with the assistance of the UW Department of Communication Arts. And it presents a broad range of independent American and world cinema. And I'm going to talk with Meg Hamill today about the film festival and certainly take your questions and comments as we move along. Have you been to a past festival? I'd like to hear your reaction, comments. Do you have some questions about the festival that is coming up and the films that you might be able to see? Join us in with a question at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or if you'd like to email us, the email address is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. And Meg Hamill, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you with us.
You know, I equate the show so much with gardening tips. I feel like we should be talking about rhododendrons. I have this overwhelming urge to talk about pruning right now.
Well, let's see. Are there any films in the festival that deal with the garden? There's certainly a lot that deal with the outdoors.
You know, nothing comes to mind immediately other than the film Scrap, which is about a different kind of garden. Many people around Wisconsin will be familiar with Doc Evermore's Forevertron, the sculpture up near Baraboo. Yeah. So that's a metal garden.
Well,
he grows sculptures.
Close enough. Well, let's go back and talk about the festival itself and maybe give us a sort of a brief history of how it got going and where it's certainly become very popular and successful.
It has grown immensely in the 12 years that we've been doing this. It started in 1999 as actually a project from the earlier incarnation of the state's tourism office. There used to be a film office. Now That's morphed into Film Wisconsin. But there was this idea of starting a festival in the state, and the Department of Tourism had contacted folks on campus that organize film screenings. And so in that first year, the way it played out is that the films were really organized by students here on campus at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And that first event was so successful. There were about 30 films, and they counted about 3,000 attendees.
It's pretty good.
It was agreed upon by everybody on campus in Madison here to keep the event going. And so it became an officially sponsored event by the University of Wisconsin's Arts Institute in the year 2000 when they hired Mary Carbine to be the first director. And so she really formed the festival over the first half of its life. And then I came on board in the fall of 2005 to become the director. And so I had been a volunteer for about 5 years. And then ended up taking the job, and so it's a testament to if you try hard enough, you actually can get paid to do the thing you love, and this really is the best job in the world. And so the festival's grown. We now have almost 200 films each year. This year we have 192 films from all over the world playing in 8 theaters, all in Central Madison, so on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus and around the Capitol Square. So it's an event that really represents the heart of our state. There are a lot of films from Wisconsin filmmakers that will be here. And I can hardly, you know, imagine predicting how many people are going to come, because it's up to the folks listening to decide if they want to be a part of the festival. But in recent years, we've had over 30,000 tickets used at the festival. And so it's grown from something super small to something very big, and remains an event put on by me. I have a coworker, and we have a lot of volunteers that help out. So the staff is really small, but the event just keeps growing each year.
And just organizing volunteers is probably a full-time job for at least part of the year.
Well, of course, you know, with Wisconsin Public Radio, it depends so much on the help of volunteers as well. And so that's really a valuable contribution, especially because it gives me a chance to meet all kinds of people here in the community who really love film enough that they want to give a couple of hours of their time through the weekend, too, to help make it work.
How do you select the films for the festival?
My objective is to really represent as broad a cross-section of contemporary filmmaking as I can. And so it depends less on any kind of theme or any kind of match other than what I think is going to be a good fit for our audience. So many of the films are submitted to the festival. Like almost every film festival, there's a process where people can send in their film for consideration. And so in the summer and early fall, there's this process where people can send in films and we take a look at those. But the bulk of, and that's certainly where almost all of the Wisconsin-based films come in from through our Wisconsin Zone competition. But the bulk of the festival is really made from films that I go out into the world to find. Now, regrettably, I don't actually get to travel very far. But I spend my year doing research into what films are being shown in other festivals around the world. I keep track of certain filmmakers, producers, actors, cinematographers, people whose work I really admire, and seek out their latest film. And so through the year, I watch hundreds and hundreds of films that I have brought in from around the world, contacted people to ask for usually a DVD. So I watch them at home on DVD and then start selecting which ones I think will fit together really well so that we have a good blend of comedy and drama and documentary and narrative film, and also which films in particular I think are just going to be a really good fit for the people here attending the festival that will both meet their expectations and give them a taste of something familiar, but also really push their expectations of what cinema can be. And so it's a pretty complicated process to really pull together the final program.
Sounds like it almost impossible to do it in a year.
Well, there does come a time when, I do this job because I really admire the work of people who are making motion pictures. And I think that the stories that people tell and the fact that in many cases there are dozens, if not hundreds of people that all pull together to make this one single piece of cinema, it's something that I really like. But there is definitely a time where I'm happy to leave the movie watching behind me for the year and then just roll up my sleeves and get down to the business of actually putting on the show. You know, there's a lot of work involved in just actually putting on the event itself. And that's a nice transition for me to make.
Meg Hamill, director of the film festival, which runs from Wednesday, April, the Wisconsin Film Festival, I should give it the correct title, runs from April 14th to April 18th. And some wonderful films. I've had a chance to look at the list, and it's a staggering number of interesting films. And I'm really pleased to have her with us today. If you'd like to join in, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Be interested in questions you might have about this year's festival, but also if you've participated in the past, maybe a comment on your own experience in attending the films. And it's got to be kind of an art to get around to attend the movie, the cinemas you want to see.
Yeah, a lot of people attending the festival describe the grueling process that's involved in looking at the grid. This year we have 8 theaters that are all participating. In some years we have as many as 10. And that means that the choice that someone needs to make about which film they want to see at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning becomes even more complicated. And so when tickets go on sale, I spend a lot of time at the box office helping people who show up with their schedule grid circled with just these, Sharpie marks all over, trying to figure out how to stitch together the right program. And what I just can't emphasize enough is that with so many films to choose from and with the whole idea of the festival to be about being adventurous and about exploring and about seeing things that you wouldn't otherwise go see, there is no wrong way to do it. I've selected all these films specifically to be here in Wisconsin for this festival. And in most cases, I'm the only person that gets to see them all. It's physically not possible for anybody else to watch all these films. And so to just really embrace the sense of adventure and try all different kinds of films and try to put together a really good mix. This year we've expanded so that the festival has been a 4-day event for a very long time.
Yeah.
And this is the first year that we've expanded to include screenings on both Wednesday night, so Wednesday, April 14th, and also daytime on Friday. And so that is really designed for both people who have much tighter schedules, who really aren't able to get out as much. And so I hope that they'll have a little bit more flexibility to be able to come see some festival films. But mostly it's for the hardcore folks out there, you know who you are, who have been seeing 15 and 16 films over the festival and now are going to try to max out at 19 or 20. And so that's really what that's designed for.
There are people that actually get to make it to 18, 20 films?
Yeah, and of course that's programs of films. Since we also have a lot of programs that combine a lot of shorts, I think technically the number of titles that they'll see is pretty long. But yeah, you can really cram a lot in if you try. And so what I find enjoyable about this is that with all the films that have been chosen for the festival playing at all these different theaters, everybody builds their own festival. You know, that within the layout of these 5 days, each person is going to choose a different combination of films. And so I always like the idea that each person kind of creates for themselves their own version of the Wisconsin Film Festival that's unique to them.
Well, let's take some calls. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 if you'd like to chime in. Casey in Wisconsin Rapids just joining us. Casey, thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Meg. I've enjoyed the film festival a number of years, and I bring recruitments from as far away as Minnesota sometimes to come down and enjoy the festival.
Oh, that's when. Now, what do you like the best about it?
I like the variety, and Meg hit on it earlier, that you can see films that you're typically not going to be able to get the exposure to, although I have noticed in recent years the Family Video Store in Wisconsin Rapids now handles a lot of the indie type films and some of the avant-garde that's available at the festival. But my special interest this year is in No Names, and it's airing on Friday night because I was an extra in that film.
Oh, all right. Well, I tell you what, thanks a lot for calling, Casey. We'll talk about that particular movie, No Names. And you were an extra?
Right.
Oh, man. We'll find out some more about that as we visit with Meg Hamill, director of the Wisconsin Film Festival. And she'll be with us right up till 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, if you'd like to have the chance to see several of the 192 films that are going to be shown at the Wisconsin Film Festival, I hope you stay listening in today. Meg Hamill is my guest. I'm Larry Mueller. Meg's director of the Wisconsin Film Festival, running Wednesday, April 14th through Sunday, April 18th, and talking with her today about the festival and sort of the ins and outs. How do you get involved in it? What to see? We'll talk about the films with her, too, and certainly take your questions and comments. I'd love to hear from you if you've participated in the past. Maybe you loved it. Maybe you didn't. Tell us why. Maybe you have some questions about this year's festival. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. And you can also email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org. And we had Casey. Casey, are you still there? No, we lost Casey from Wisconsin Rapids. But she mentioned that she was an extra in a film called No Names that's going to be shown. So she was going to want to see that.
Yeah, No Names is one of several films that play in the festival this year that were made here in the state. It's a dramatic film about a young man who grew up in a central Wisconsin town and doesn't leave. And there are some tragedies that follow him. It's a beautifully acted film with a really terrific cast. And it was one of the films that on the very first day of our ticket sales on Saturday sold out. Right away. In part because there are people like Casey who are familiar with the film and really want the chance to see it. And it's one of the reasons why we have a film festival here is to provide that platform for locally made films to be able to get a chance to begin that process of finding their audience. You know, this festival is only one weekend, and so this would hardly be the last stop for a film like No Names. In fact, we hope that a film like No Names is going to eventually make it into theaters around the state. And we hope that the festival can play a small role in simply increasing awareness and providing that opportunity for filmmakers to really begin showing their film to an audience. In fact, the producers of No Names have been traveling around festivals, and that film's being seen at a lot of different places. I know they apparently just were down in Bermuda at the Bermuda Film Festival. So coming back to Wisconsin will be a nice thing for them after that trip. But there are lots of reasons for film festivals. Many people will know about the large film festivals that make it into the news. You know, films like or festivals like Sundance, right, or Cannes, or some of those larger international festivals. And those are festivals that are really designed to be springboards for films within the industry to get their premiere, to get attention, and in many cases for films to be bought by distributors to be shown in theaters or put out on DVD or taken to other countries to be shown. There are also festivals that are really designed more to be community building in small towns, where it's in some cases an event run by a chamber of commerce or a mm-hmm. department of tourism or some other kind of event as a way to bring people into a city. And the kind of festival that the Wisconsin Film Festival here in Madison is, I think, is really influenced a lot by its home at the University of Wisconsin, where it's about education, it's about exploration. My goal is to really broaden people's expectations of what they think a film is. You know, what we get to see at the commercial movie theater is a tiny, teeny, tiny little slice of all the different kinds of films that are actually made around the world. And so it's really only at festivals that you get a truer representation. I mean, I can only show even a small portion of the films mm-hmm. that have been made, but a true representation of what filmmaking is. That what we see in a commercial movie theater is a microscopic chunk of all the marvelous films that are made each year. And so some festivals also have this role in simply giving the audience a chance to see things that don't make it onto DVD, that don't make it into commercial movie theaters, or in some cases don't get shown in the United States if it wasn't for festivals.
We had a caller who wondered if you know anything about the late Great Lakes Film Festival that predated the Wisconsin Film Festival. This listener is curious whatever happened to it.
You know, I don't actually know anything about the Great Lakes Film Festival. There have been, you know, through the decades, there have been a number of different events that have come and gone. I can tell you it's any festival that's able to keep going year after year. I'm so proud of the people that contribute to this particular festival that we've made it to our 12th year, because it really is a challenge. And so much of it depends on organization, but also just being in a community that supports it. You know, all the hard work that I could do to actually put on a show might come to nothing if the audience doesn't turn up. And here in Wisconsin, we are so lucky to have people who are just intellectually curious, who are adventurous, who love trying something new, who really enjoy the idea of community and coming out together and seeing a film in the theater. Something that brings me a lot of pleasure is knowing how many people truly love coming to the theater and seeing a film live with a big crowd. People know that if it's a funny film, you're going to laugh a lot harder if you're laughing along with 500 other people. And if it's a scary film, it'll be a little scarier because you're in a big theater with a lot of other people and not just at home on your sofa with your favorite pillow. And so that's the other part about festivals that is really important, is bringing people together. And I know at least here in this festival, one of the things that's so amazing is how much people say that they like waiting in line to get into the theater because they talk with people who share their same pleasures, and people will swap stories about what they've seen at the festival and what they're going to see next. And you see old friends that you haven't seen in a long time. And there's a great, especially here in Madison, which is such a beautiful city, on State Street, on campus, around the Capitol Square. It'll be spring. The tulips will be popping up. It really is a beautiful time for everybody.
And, you know, you're absolutely right about seeing the film. Unfortunately, well, you've got a great job, but unfortunately you have to watch most of your films on a DVD.
Yeah. One of the trips that I really look forward to every year is I get to go to the Toronto International Film Festival in September, which is the largest film festival in North America. It's a huge event, and it's an extremely well-organized festival, and there's a whole separate track of films that are just for people in the industry. So I get to go, I get a special pass, and I get to go see films with critics and buyers who might be buying films to show in their home country or in theaters in the U.S. These screenings are not open to the general public. And I always make a point of going to see a lot of the public screenings when I can, especially for films that are really funny or the horror, the midnight films. Because when I see them in a even a full theater filled of industry types, Everybody's just on their Blackberries. nobody cracks a smile. It's all very, very serious. But when I go see films at the public screenings, which is filled with just regular folks from Toronto and around the world who've come to the festival, people are laughing or crying or, you know, really feeling the film. And that often leaves me with a very different impression of the movie when I get to see a public screening like that.
Yeah. I'm going to have a comment for you on critics in just a minute. And there's a film that relates to critics, too, that I want to talk about a little bit. But Dale in Brookfield's up with a comment or question. Dale, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. How are we doing today?
Just great.
Great. I actually have a film in the film festival. I'm the associate producer for a film called Into the Pit, the shocking story of deadpit.com, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to get the film shown in Madison this April.
Oh, that's great. Meg, do you want to comment?
Yeah, Into the Pit is a documentary that was submitted as part of this, what I talked about earlier, the Films with Wisconsin Connections. And it's a film about two guys who have a radio show. They do a late night radio show celebrating the world of horror film. And as your guest said, there are a lot of people associated with the film that are actually based here in Wisconsin, although the radio show is not. And so this is a film that's going to be playing on campus here on Saturday, April 17th, late at 11 p.m. at an appropriate time slot. And it's celebrating. Yeah, it's really a story of these two guys who followed their love of horror cinema all the way into a really quite wonderful career doing this radio show.
Oh, it's great. And Dale, how'd you get involved in it?
Well, actually, I belong to a film group called Rusty Robot Productions. We actually met at a horror memorabilia shop. There was a guy who had a camera and a guy who did makeup, and we sort of, you know, brainstormed and made a couple of really under $100 short horror films. And actually, one of them we sent to the Dead Pit guys, and they reviewed it and said glowing things about it. So we got to know them pretty well, and it was really their idea. Just in passing, they made some comments about, hey, we're getting famous now. Somebody should make a documentary about them. And we did.
Oh, that's a great story. Do you get these backstories pretty often, Meg?
Well, for me, there's so much more that goes into each film. Yes, it is the story of who came together to make it. How did it come to be? I get to meet a lot of the people that were involved in making the film, and it's one of the great pleasures of my job is that I then get to develop relationships with a lot of these folk.
Sure.
And with luck, then continue on from year to year that, you know, mm-hmm. I really like being able to bring back the work of filmmakers that we've had before. It's a real pleasure. Just to show the range of films that we have at the festival, there's a film that we have in the festival called Everyone Else, which is a film from Germany. And several years ago, we had the first film by the director, whose name is Maren Ade. And she made a film called The Forest for the Trees that we had at the festival several years ago. And this is her next film. And I like her work so much that it's important for me, if I have the opportunity, to be able to bring her work back and help the festival audience, you know, gradually get to know the story of the people who actually make these films. It's not just about what you see on screen. It's also sometimes a little bit about what happens behind the screen that inspired the stories in the first place. And a film like Everyone Else is about as different as Into the Pit as you can get. This is a very complex, dramatic film about a young couple who's just starting to get to know each other, and they're on vacation together, and it's sort of just an exploration of their own relationship. And so there's this kind of variety that I'm working hard to try to bring into Wisconsin every year.
And I imagine Dale's going to be there, but I assume, as in the past, that oftentimes producers or directors attend and actually maybe ask or answer questions and so forth.
Yeah, we always have about easily over 100 guests coming. And, of course, a lot of those people are from around the state, a lot of Wisconsin filmmakers.
Right.
But, yes, I definitely invite a lot of the people that make some of the other films, the ones that aren't related to the state, to come. And in particular, I think this is an area where the Wisconsin Film Festival often differs from what people's expectations of film festivals are, in that a lot of people would associate star wattage with a film festival, the red carpet, the gala, the premiere. And here in Madison, in part because I think that our city's our city works a little bit differently, and also because it's just the way I want to run this event. I don't actually seek out the people who I think are going to make the biggest headlines, mm-hmm. and just use that to try to promote the festival. What I'm generally interested in are filmmakers who may not yet be familiar to the people attending the festival, but who are absolutely thrilled and delighted to be coming to Wisconsin to show their film. And as I like to say, they bring their A game and really enjoy being here. And to again, sort of create that platform for those younger filmmakers, younger in the sense of newer in their career, to be able to continue to get familiar with what it feels like to show their work in front of an audience. And so in the years that I've been the director, most of our guests, not all, but most of the guests tend to be filmmakers that have not yet become familiar names, mm-hmm. to the audience. But again, we get to then play a special role for them into the development of their career. And now we're starting to see a lot of these filmmakers come back year after year with their film. So I'm very excited about some of our guests. And in fact, this year, one of the guests some of the listeners will probably be familiar with is Manola Dargis, who is co-chief film critic for the New York Times. And Manola's going to be coming to Madison to present a film on Friday, April 16th at the festival. She decided that she wanted to show a film about Los Angeles, which is actually her city, even though she writes for the New York Times. And so together we were able to bring a film print of Collateral, Michael Mann's 2004 film starring Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise. Michael Mann, of course, is also a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, right. So there's actually a little bit of a local connection there, too. And so Manola's going to be talking about Collateral. She's going to be doing a screening at 4:30 at the Big Orpheum Theater. And this is a real treat because it's a wonderful opportunity to listen to and meet somebody who writes such wonderful, wonderful stories about film for the New York Times. And this way, she's actually going to be able to talk a little bit more about what her role is like as a film critic, mm-hmm. And talk about this film specifically, Collateral, too. So that's an event that I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Is that sold out or is that?
Fortunately, because it's in the Orpheum Theater.
Oh, it's a large theater. Yeah,
the Orpheum Theater is the old Vaudeville Picture Palace on State Street here in Madison.
Beautiful
theater.
It's
vast. Oh, it's vast.
Yeah, it's great theater.
So fortunately, we'll have ample tickets for everybody who wants to come.
And when we talk about tickets, just to get to that for before time gets away mm-hmm. from us, what's the ticket structure here?
So tickets are on sale from now through the festival. They're only $7 a piece and $4 if you have a student ID. And if you buy more than four tickets, there's even a discount off that price. And so, again, the objective is to make it as accessible to people as possible and to also not have the price of a ticket stand in the way of you wanting to get another film. So I've been to festivals where it can cost $20 to go see a film, and then you really do start to choose whether you want to see three or four that day based on cost. And so this way, we try to just keep it as affordable as possible for people. And so tickets can be purchased online. Our website is wifilmfest.org. And there's a listing of every single film that we have in the festival, a complete description and a photograph and the schedule of where it's going to play. And it's very easy to then just order tickets directly off that website and they get mailed to you. So it couldn't be easier. And then, of course, during the festival, tickets are available at each of the theaters where the films play. So you can also just walk up to the
just
door.
Just show up. Yeah. Yeah. And if you want something in print, I know in the Isthmus.
That's right. If you're in the area around Madison where the Isthmus newspaper is printed, just for this week, so through tomorrow, Wednesday, until they pull this issue off the stands, there's a 40-page insert inside the Isthmus that has the complete listing of all the films plus the schedule grid. And you can also download that from our website. We have a PDF version of it as well for people who want to be able to print it out and write on it. Yeah, so our website has a PDF link to it.
With a nice little description of each and every film. Which
that's
is
right,
a,
yeah.
Yeah. Tom emailed us from Milwaukee about Feed the Fish. Apparently that did sell out in pretty short order.
That's right. That's another film. So Feed the Fish was shot up in the Sturgeon Bay, Ellison Bay area. And a lot of people, of course, contributed to make that film. Mike Matzdorf is the director.
Barry Corbin's in that
film. Yeah, a lot of people will be familiar with the film because Tony Shalhoub, who is a Green Bay native and has, I think, 100 relatives in your listening area here, Tony was instrumental in getting the film made, too. He plays a sheriff in town and has a very funny role. He's absolutely hysterical. And a lot of people will recognize Tony Shalhoub as Monk from that television show, a very popular show. And Barry Corbin is also in both that film, in Feed the Fish, and also in No Names, the film that we mentioned earlier. So even though Barry lives down in Texas, he was in both of those films. And we're actually, that's partly why we're playing them back to back on Friday night, on April 16th, because at this point, Barry Corbin is planning to come up for the festival to lend his support to the filmmaking teams. Yeah. And so Barry Corbin has acted in a number of films, including No Country for Old Men, the Coen Brothers film, which I absolutely loved. But he's probably most familiar for being Maurice Minifield
on Northern Exposure,
which must have run for 12 or 15 seasons, something like that.
Yeah, he was great in that.
Yeah. He's wonderful. Yeah. So he's really made a career now, these days, especially of being the sort of good natured curmudgeon. And he's superb. No Names, Feed the Fish. There's another film called Baraboo, made by Mary Sweeney. These are three films that sold out right away as soon as tickets went on sale, because there's just so many people who pitched in and helped make these films. A lot of attention to them. And we hope that the festival can be one little stop for each of these films as they then continue on to other festivals, but also into theaters around the state, so that lots and lots of people can see them, not just folks at the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Just as an aside, it's difficult to get those films into theaters just because of the structure of business.
Well, I have my own soapbox about how I think commercial movie theaters could be a little bit more flexible about what kind of movies they show. Sure, it's a business. And so I would like to see more independent theaters that are not just pumping through the blockbusters that they get from the studios, but have the flexibility to show films like the three that I just mentioned, where there's an audience for that here in the state. And so I know that one of the reasons that the Wisconsin Film Festival has become so popular is because there's an effort made to really connect with the audience and to really try to help the audience understand why some of these films are so special. And also because I think this festival tries very hard to help people see that there's merit in every film. It's not just about which ones win awards or which are the big ones at the box office or which one's best or which one has the biggest star. That these are very complicated stories that have taken a lot of effort to put on screen. And I know that the people who attend this festival, and in fact attend any film festival, recognize that there are special moments in every single film, and there's always something to admire. And so I wish it wasn't so difficult for these films to make it into commercial release to be seen, especially because here at this festival, we can often get hundreds of people to come see a film, and then it will not be available to people to see it later. And that's a shame.
It's a big shame, but it's also another good reason to come and attend the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Get them while they're hot.
I want to go back to the website again just briefly. It's wifilmfest.org. Is that right?
That's right.
And that's where you can go to order your tickets. And you have to purchase tickets for individual events, primarily because we can't have 1,000 people showing up at a venue that only has 200 seats.
We've opted to not do an all-access pass. Simply because I'd rather have people just be able to plan ahead and know in advance what they can do. Now, having said that, although a lot of attention does get placed on which films sell out in advance, I think we have 140 different programs that you can get a ticket to. And currently, I think there are 8 that are sold out. So there's a lot left over. And And so there's a lot of room for spontaneity just in the course of the weekend, too. So you can do it either way. You can get your tickets in advance, or you can simply show up at a theater and get a ticket.
April 14th through April 18th, those are the dates for the Wisconsin Film Festival. To get tickets and to find out about the films, go online to wifilmfest.org. Meg Hamill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Meg Hamill is director of the Wisconsin Film Festival, and I really appreciate having her with us today. And thank you very much for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.